Hey, hello, and welcome back to Beating the System with Kevin Sue. This is episode 31, eBay, part 2. Now, the first eBay episode I made, which came out several months ago, had a focus on the seller side of eBay. But this episode is going to be focusing on the buyer's side. Oh yeah, and as of April 2021, that episode is in the process of being archived. Not much has changed since the original episode of eBay, except for some slight differences for the seller side, but we're going to be focusing on the buyer. And what I really want to emphasize today is to have as many buyer accounts as you need. I have 4 accounts on eBay, that's including 1 seller's account, for buying stuff. All under the same name, but the reason why I can have many buyer accounts and only 1 seller account is because the seller account is attached to, like, my bank account and actual personal information. The rest, I can put whatever I want in there without any trouble. So you're probably asking, why all the extra accounts? I'll tell you why. Coupons. You can't just go up on RetailMeNot or Honey, which I've mentioned before in a previous episode, or any of those other tools to find eBay coupons and just apply them to your order. They have to be given specifically to you, and they can't be used by anyone else, only by the specific eBay account. This either comes as a seller, which I mentioned in the first episode, for certain deals, like if you list a certain number of items in a month, or if you sell a certain amount, or like for your first item, you get a $5 coupon. But for buyers, as far as I can tell in my research, it's random. At least, it's either if you purchase a lot or don't purchase much. If you purchase a lot, they're going to give you a coupon and say, like, hey, thanks for shopping so much. Or if you don't purchase a lot, then they'll be like, hey, you haven't bought anything yet. Why don't we give you a coupon to speed you up? And it's usually $5 off, or as far I've gone up to $15 off. An important emphasis I'll have to put on is that it's $5 off any purchase of $5 or more, or $15 or more, whatever the denomination is. So I work my hardest not to spend a penny over that limit. That way I maximize my discount. So for example, I bought a box of Gatorade bars. They were selling for $14, but I had a $15 off any item of $15 or more. So I made an offer to the seller, because you could do that. I said, why don't you sell it to me for $15, which was a dollar more than he was asking. And of course he said yes. And then I applied the coupon, and it cost me zero. It cost me nothing. Because, well, first of all, the shipping was free. But also, since it didn't cost anything, there was no tax to pay. Which is why that is the best option for using the coupons. The other option, which is a lot more difficult and a lot riskier, is if you're like me and you have both a seller's account and a buyer's account, you could sell yourself an item. Now here's how to do it. What I do is, if the scenario I had was, I had till midnight to spend a $5 off coupon, but I couldn't find anything that didn't cost extra. So since I had like an hour to go, I made a local pickup item of a Webkinz trading card that I had lying around. I posted it on my seller's account. On the buyer's account that had the coupon, I bought it. And then I scanned the QR code to confirm that I made that purchase and that I had received the item from myself. And then within an hour, the money came through, and I made the it wasn't exactly $5, because eBay takes 10% or so, depending on the item. So it was more like $4.50, and probably less with the PayPal fees, but it was pure profit. But this option, I wouldn't recommend over just buying something for a good price, just because it's a lot riskier. And finally, let me just say that it is definitely not a good idea to attach the same social security number to multiple accounts. You don't even need to do that to have a buyer's account. That's only for a seller's account. And technically, that's not even completely required. It's just required if you want instant payout and it just makes life a lot easier as a seller. Well, that was eBay Part 2. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next time for another episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue.